This story is taken from the Yoruba speaking people of Nigeria. Alo. Alo. Once upon a time, there lived a palm wine tapper. What the palm wine tapper does is they climb the palm tree, and when they get to the tip of the palm tree, they will use an instrument to tap a certain area on top of the palm tree. And there will be a liquid coming out, and we call it palm wine. It's a drink. And he will pour the palm wine inside his gourd. And he will climb down from the palm tree, and he will sell it to everybody who lives in the village. This continues on for a very long time, until one day when he was out doing his business, climbing on top of the tree, and he heard the voices of the heavenly beings, the angels. They were gathering around trying to have their meeting. And they saw the palm wine tapper as he was coming down from the palm tree. And they stopped him. Hey there, what are you doing? Don't you know there is no human being supposed to come into this area? And he was frightened, and they told him, do not be afraid. They asked him what he was doing, and he told him this is his profession. He climbed up on top of the tree, and he will get some palm wine from the tree and put it inside his gourd. And they asked him if he can give them some of the palm wine to taste. And he gave it to them, and they all loved it. And they told him the next day when he comes, after tapping the palm wine, he should leave the gourd there. And when he comes, he needs to sing them a song so that they will know he is around. The song goes like this. What the man was saying in the song is, they said, heavenly being, heavenly people, where are you? I am here to sell my palm wine. And the heavenly beings answered him and said, please put the palm wine in a corner and we will leave the money there for you. And please come back the next day and get your money. So he was doing this for so many years, and he became so wealthy. He became so rich, and everybody was wondering how he got his money. Until one day, one of the palm wine tapper in the village followed him. Around 4 o'clock in the morning, he followed him until he got to the place where he usually tap his palm wine. And when he was done, he left the gourd on the ground and he left. Then the next day, the same palm wine tapper followed him, and he heard him singing this song. He left the palm wine and he went home. The second guy said, okay, now I got your secret. So he went the next day and he got there. He forgot all about the song and he went there unexpectedly, and the heavenly being were doing whatever they do that time of the morning. And they can smell that somebody different is around. So they started looking for him and they found him. And they took him away. And that is the end of the story.